Our gospel today continues the story of Jesus' life. We're emerging from the Christmas season, so we heard all the stories of Jesus' birth, but also the stories prior to that, the stories of Zechariah and Elizabeth and Mary and Joseph. And now we continue with the story of John the Baptist onto the baptism of Jesus. Our gospel today is from the third chapter of Luke, beginning with verse 15. Glory to you, O Lord. As all the people were living in expectation, they were all questioning in their hearts concerning John, whether he is the Christ. So John answered all of them by saying, I baptize you with water, but he who is mightier than I is coming. The straps of whose sandals I'm unworthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. He has in his hand the winnowing fork, and he's clearing the threshing floor, and he's gathering the wheat into his barn, and the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Now, when all the people were baptized, and Jesus also had been baptized and was praying, the heavens were opened, and the Holy Spirit descended upon him in bodily form like a dove. And then a voice came from heaven, you are my beloved Son. With you, I am well pleased. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Invite the children to head out into the narthex and the comfy chairs. Who's our reader today? Oh, Hannah. And I believe the story is Unlovable. Is that right? So they're going to hear a children's story and then also this same story that I just told in a little bit of language. So are we coachable? Are we coachable? There are times in my life when I've been coachable. That means I'm open to coaching. About 5.5 years ago, we began our big move from Texas up here to Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Laura grew up in the LA area. Did it ever snow in LA?
No.
Maybe once. I grew up in Texas, and I think I can count on my hands, certainly on one hand, the number of times there was white stuff that was on the ground. And so when we were moving up here to Canada, we knew that we didn't know how to live in the cold. And so we were really open to coaching. We wanted to know, okay, what kind of clothes do we need to wear, what kind of gear, shoes, hats, all that kind of stuff. We knew that driving conditions are different than if the streets are nice and dry. And so we started hearing about snow tires and four-wheel drive and all-wheel drive and all that kind of stuff. And in case you're wondering where we came down on whether you need snow tires or not, we went for all of it. Snow tires and all-wheel drive. We wanted to be as safe as we could because we knew we didn't know. And there's also things like draining the water pipes and, you know, kind of winterizing the house. We were so open to coaching. And I don't know if you remember 5 years ago, that's the coldest winter we've had. It was dancing around minus 40 a few times, minus 30. And we did just fine because we were open to coaching. And I think part of it is we knew that we didn't know. But some of us have this problem that the longer through life we go, the more we think we know. I mean, you know what you like to eat. You have your way that you've arranged your house. You have the choices you've made about your career and how you're working or not working, what kind of clothes you want to wear. Also, you've made your choices and you know how you do relationships. I mean, and so there's a sense where if somebody steps in and says, oh, here, let me tell you how you're supposed to be doing this, We usually don't want to hear that. Thank you very much. We might smile and nod, but just wish they'd be quiet and go away. Well, today we are it's a tail end of John the Baptist kind of giving his sermons to the people. That right before this part, John the Baptist, he's very much taking on the mantle of Elijah. He's out in the wilderness, out on the other side of the Jordan River, and he's inviting the Jews to come out, especially from Jerusalem, but all around Judea, and in essence say, yeah, we need to remember and recover what it means to be the people of God. And in a very real sense, John is inviting them to reenact the crossing of the Jordan when they first came into the promised land. When they were they've been in the wilderness school, they'd gotten the Ten Commandments, they were very clear on what it meant to be God's people. And as they marched in the land, then they had an intention, a desire, and even gave their pledge to live as God's people. But that was some 800, 1200 years before. And it had been at least 400 years since God had raised up a prophet amongst them. And they knew that they weren't living the way they were supposed to. And the Romans were there with their thumb on top of them. And it says they were living in expectation. They sensed that something was going to happen, something needed to happen. And when John the Baptist showed up, he didn't say, "Are you open to coaching?" He used a word that we hear more in here, one of those religious words, repent. Repent. Change your mind. Open yourself up. Acknowledge that the way you're living is unfaithful, is not what God is calling you to do. Repent and open yourself up to how God is calling you to live. Be coachable. And so he was preaching a gospel of repentance, and people were coming out and saying, yes, we see that. Well, a lot of them were, some weren't. But a lot of them recognized that, yes, we want to repent. We want to remember. We want to be God's chosen people again. And so they started wondering, oh, maybe this is the Messiah, the Christ, the one who's going to come and cast off the Romans. And John the Baptist says, you know, I'm baptizing you with water. And I'm preaching to you a gospel of repentance that if you will change your mind, God can do something new. The one who's coming after me, the dirtiest part of him, I'm not worthy to touch. And he is going to not only get you ready to hear, but he is the word. And he's going to give you the power of the Holy Spirit so that you can start living out being the children of God once again. This is my first real sermon I've gotten to preach on the Gospel of Luke in this liturgical year. And we're going to be reading and hearing from Jesus' words and his stories from Luke all year long. And I think it's going to be challenging for us. I think it's going to be challenging. If we have the ears to hear, the minds to perceive, the eyes to see, there's some coaching we need to get. There's some repentance. There's some mind changing, mind transforming that Jesus is inviting us to hear, to accept, to live. One of the, a Lutheran professor, one of the seminaries, sums it up this way. What Jesus is proclaiming as far as God's desire for the world is a society with mercy. A society with mercy. And that's a rather tame way of saying we need to really be focused on those who are on the outs. You're going to be hearing it over and over. But the challenge is to whether we're going to be coachable, whether we're going to be able to hear Jesus' words that are about a way of life that brings life. Are we going to be coachable when it challenges us on the how we spend our time? The volume just went way up, didn't it? Is it too loud? No, okay. The temperature. I don't know what to. I was going to try to do something clever with that, but I can't come up with anything. Are we going to be coachable when Jesus challenges us? Instead of relating to people as strangers or worse even enemies, challenges us to relate to them as people who aren't our friends yet. Are we going to be coachable when Jesus challenges us about how we spend our money and how we just have this all this pressure really to keep buying more and more and more stuff and then build bigger houses and bigger barns so we can store more and more stuff? Are we going to be coachable when the God of the universe, who became flesh, and today we hear God's anointing, "You are my son, my beloved son, with you I am well pleased." When this God says the way to life is to look beyond yourself to others, are we going to be coachable? Are we going to trust in the God who died for us at the hands of all those who had the power and had the wealth and had the ability to do that, but instead of striking them down, said, "I'm going to show you what love looks like"? Are we going to be coachable? Are we going to trust that in following this God who sees all people as God's children and invites us into relationship and being acting out love and mercy and grace, words like forgiveness and generosity and hospitality, are we going to be coachable? Are we going to be coachable from the God of the universe who is saying, this is what true life, what real life, what abundant life looks like? Are we going to be coachable? Amen.